Back in January 2019, the FBI illegally detained Press TV anchor Marzia Hashemi for 10 days on her visit to the United States.
Situation in the United States that individuals can be detained, arrested without charge.
I was treated in many cases worse than a common criminal, as if I was a mass murderer.
I was kidnapped, kidnapping, transferring, shackling, imprisoning, taking off my hijab, and so many other things. They can call it legal, but we know that it is not legal. Why is it that in the jails here, that 98.5, if not more, of the people I saw were Black Americans? Why?
While it has become an everyday challenge for Press TV and its sister channels to deal with problems caused directly or indirectly by the US government on flimsy pretexts, a number of channels such as BBC Persian and Iran International, which seek subversive agendas inside Iran via spreading misinformation, are all immune to Washington's whims. A minor case of hypocrisy by the self-proclaimed champion of freedom of expression. It's not simply a practice of undermining journalism or free speech. It is an attack on the truth itself.
Any of these countries like China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, they are demonized and their media outlets are portrayed as foreign agents, which is quite incredible. And we've seen incredible hypocrisy in the sense that not only does the U.S. government falsely dub these fact-oriented, totally fact-based media outlets as supposed foreign agents, but even on social media, which is ostensibly independent from the U.S. government, but really we know that many of these big tech corporations in Silicon Valley are U.S. government contractors that closely follow the U.S. government line. They have also been labeling foreign government-backed media outlets like RT, like CGTN, like Press TV, labeling them as controlled by the Russian government, as Google says, and Google owns YouTube, and we've also seen Twitter do the same thing, and Facebook.
The fact is, the mission of Press TV's independent journalism, which is to set distorted narratives right across the region and the world, has made the channel a strong alternative voice for the oppressed. And that's not what the Americans can put up with.
And the Western media and the West-controlled media, you know, or the what they call the mainstream media, they portray a particular thing, a particular, you know, international problem in a particular this frame. And Iranian, the Press TV is challenging that. Probably they are providing an alternative thought. So naturally, this is a competition. So in that competition, Press TV is now facing the heat.
By way of comparison, what they've done to Press TV is a larger scale operation of what they've done to the founder of WikiLeaks and other whistleblowers across the world, muting alternative voices at any cost. In the words of Asa Winstonley, the Electronic Intifada, an online Chicago-based publication covering the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the action of the U.S. government in seizing these websites shows that this is the action of a gangster regime. It is the action of thugs, really. The U.S. government is no stranger to using the American monopoly over the means of communication online to shut down alternative voices from other countries. For example, in August 2018, Facebook deplatformed Venezuela-based outlets Telesur English, which offered differing opinions and analysis of the U.S. government's actions in Venezuela and Latin America. American scholar Richard Falk believes that by shutting down Press TV, the U.S. is attempting to deprive Iran of its capacity to challenge hostile propaganda and put forth its own counter-narrative of controversial events and more generally of peace, justice, and democratic governance. All in all, this is not the first time Press TV is targeted by the US, and by the looks of things, it will not be the last one. Fighting for the truth is what Press TV unflinchingly believes in, and it will never give it up, come hell or high water.
Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On
on Youth Station. Youth Station. I am a Muslim.
Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, and other life forms, whether you're a plant, a pet, or an alien species, welcome to Youth Station. Brought to you by IRIB English Radio, I am Zainab, joined by my co-host...
Mehdi, right here.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, bro.
Alaikum assalam, just going to be here, go on with your chat.
What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm all right.
So today, we talk about something that I feel... Mm-hmm. I know I have a problem. I have an issue with, right? Yeah. I've had an issue with this since forever. Since I can remember myself, since I've identified myself as Zainab, I've had a problem with this issue. I have an issue with this problem. I've had a problem, and I'm sure you can relate too, mm-hmm. because to an extent, I think it has a lot to do with us being immigrants, children of immigrants, you know, second generation, third generation immigrants. And obviously, our listeners, I thought we'd talk about...
Identity.
Identity. All right. Fill in the blanks.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, I like this. It's easy. Yes, go.
My identity consists of...
Fill in the blank. Bro, it's blanks and blanks upon blanks over here.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All right. Fill in this blank.
Okay.
Hi, I'm...
Mehdi. Very complicated. To be or not to be...
Dude, you walk into a building and then the guard goes, who are you? Because the last time someone asked me, who are you? And it was like the context and the building, everything was very relevant. Everything was fine. He asked me, who are you? And I was like, nobody.
Oh, you just recently watched a film.
I was like, nobody. And he was like, how can I help you? And I was like, oh, this is how you can help me. Could you tell me, like, where can I find Mr. Fulan, Mr. Whatchamacallit? And he was like... elevator to your right, and then you go to the fifth floor.
That was a funny situation.
I know.
I laughed my head off.
Exactly. So it's these instances, or like when someone asks me, Zainab, where are you from? And I freeze. And my mind is calculating like in rapid speed. And
zero,
my
one,
eyes
one, 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 zero, zero, one,
exactly.
zero.
Exactly. It's times like these that I realize I definitely have an identity issue. And to a part... It is owed to the fact that I didn't have stability during my childhood.
What about those people who were pretty stable, but they still have those issues, right?
Yes. Give me examples.
Myself?
You were pretty stable?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, I wasn't stable
See?
At all.
See? Define stability, bro.
No, okay. You're actually right. Those people might not...
What are you going to learn?
I should. I should have learned sooner. They might have an issue. Okay, this is how I'm going to phrase it. The people who have had, whatever you said.
Identity crisis.
No. The other thing, security.
Lack of stability.
Stability. Who had the stability.
Mm-hmm.
These people might not know, but they still have an identity crisis. That's my analysis. So.
How so? What do you consider as identity crisis, and why would someone who had stability all their lives still have it? You can define identity. I feel like I'm still struggling to establish my identity. See, when someone asks me, who am I, like existential, who am I, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think to myself, I'm a Muslim, first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm a human. I'm a woman. My nationality is way, way, way... It's like on that page, on the 37th page of Google that no one looks at anymore. Like, that's how
that's
far away it is.
Yeah, that's the third page nowadays.
Oh, really?
You know.
It's like far off, so far. And then I'm like, okay, I'm a Muslim, I'm a human, I'm a woman.
So I'm going to go with the book here.
Right.
And in social science it says, beliefs... qualities, personality, looks, or expressions, right?
Mm.
This is something.
I'm a Muslim, I'm a human, I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like cats.
Personality-wise, I'm an introvert.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. People assume that I'm actually extroverted when I'm not. I didn't mean to pat myself on the back right like that, but you know. So this is like right? All right, these are the things that I've established for myself thus far. Some people would argue with that, saying that identity is something you choose for yourself. Is my religion something that I chose for myself? Well, by the by, it actually is. I wasn't born like this. I wasn't born a hijabi. I wasn't born with a chador or an abaya or, you know, the way I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a human being. No, that I couldn't choose. Looking back now to the state of the world, I would have rather been born, like, I don't know, a parakeet or something, because being human is hard. But identity, I think, is a collection of things that you get to choose. Right?
Yeah.
Like your religion, your belief system, your personalities, and a bunch of other things that you don't get to choose, like the color of your eyes, your hair, your skin type, your race, whether you or not you have a dimple when you smile, right? And all of that put together creates a person's identity.
Right. So now that we've gotten off that, identity for me is something that is besides yourself.
Huh?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Yeah. Example, right now, you are someone besides yourself. And I'm glad that you said it. You're an introvert, but right now, what are you? You're not an introvert right now, you know?
But if a stranger were coming to the room, I would immediately collect myself back into my bubble. Like, right now, I'm sitting comfortably because I know you. This is my safe space. I love my producer. I like what I'm doing. I love my job. I'm comfortable. I'm expressive.
Yeah, fair enough. But if instead of me, there was another one, someone else.
Yeah, okay, it wasn't me, probably.
Yeah, but it's still the program, right? What I mean is you are someone different to how you identify yourself. Right now, how you are a host. You're a radio show host. This is your identity right now, right? When you're in a taxi, what are you?
A passenger.
You're a passenger, right?
But so that's part of my identity, though. All right. You're listening to Youth Station. We're going to be back after a short message, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Okay, so we're talking about the things that our identity consists of. That's definitely part of my identity.
A passenger.
A passenger at some point in life. Or all of life, in
fact. Yeah, when you're home.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're home.
Couch potato.
Yeah.
That's my identity. Yeah. Cat mom.
At that time, are you a passenger or a radio
but
show
But it's still
host?
Part of my identity.
Well, okay, you are almost there with slashing my ideology. I am.
That is also part of the job. So my point is, I haven't made a point. I haven't made a concrete point yet.
Yeah, because I was about to make a concrete point and you then
spoke your concrete.
It off.
I bulldozered it.
Tried to, yes.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It hasn't crumbled to the ground yet?
No.
Okay, come
really.
Back at me with your concrete.
Well, it's made of something soft, so, you know. Someone comes up to you, right? White room, blank, everything's blank. Two chairs, you and the person, right? And they say, who are you, right? So at that time, do you identify yourself, right, as someone who's itching?
No. Right. It depends on the itch.
Thank God.
I swear. See, here's the thing about identity. The more we talk about it, I think the more I understand, the more I'm capable of penetrating through the different layers of what consists of a person's identity. Because identity, a person's identity consists of different components, right? Even the book said it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's a collection of a person's beliefs, ideologies, personalities, this, that, you know, features. Because it consists of different parts, whatever part is exaggerated at that moment is what we best identify with. Right now, sitting in the studio, given the context, someone asked me, who are you? I'm like, I'm the host of the show. Why are you asking? Isn't it obvious?
Mm.
Right? If I'm sitting in a blank room with a total stranger in front of me asking me, who are you? Whatever I'm feeling the most at that moment is the first answer I'd probably give to the question regarding my identity. And at that moment, if the itch is really, really bad, I would say I'm a person who is irritated. Can't you see?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, obviously uncomfortable. Who are you? What are you? given the context, which aspect of my identity is most relevant
to that?
To yeah. that, right? A passenger is a part of my identity because I've sat in a car during. Oh, this reminds me of Lord of the Rings. Remind me later why it reminds me of Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In another one, I'm sitting in the studio right now. Me being a passenger is totally irrelevant to the situation and context, so it's not going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? If I'm in a job interview and someone asks me, who am I? I'm not going to say nobody anymore, like I did in the lobby of that huge building, right? If I'm a job interviewer and someone asks me, tell me, who are you? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be like, well, I'm a passionate at this, I'm good at that.
I'm
you
a
know?
Team worker, I'm a leader, I'm a this, I'm a that.
I'm not, but
just,
still.
Yeah, you're going to say that to get the job, aren't you?
A liar, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think because my identity consists of different, intricate, complex, equally important parts and components, I identify with one part of it given the situation and context.
Yeah,
and in
right,
the context
right.
of life, the bigger picture of life, I think the most relevant thing about me in regard to life is my belief. That's why the first thing that pops to my mind is I'm a Muslim. You know, my worldview, my ideology, how I lead my life, my journey, my path.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's, and that's why my race is like way in the bottom, because it has nothing to do with anything I do.
Yeah.
We've been working with each other for
Your
years.
Race.
Do you still know where
okay.
I'm from?
Okay, yeah, I do. But I thought you said race when you looked at the supervisor.
Oh, no, my race. My R-A-C-E, race.
I'm still not convinced about what you said. Like, I can't find anything wrong with it. It's not fitting with that piece of puzzle that I want fit.
How would you talk about identity?
I don't know, you know.
Why do you
I
have a problem with it? Let's like look at it from a different angle. What's your problem with identity, bro? Why'd you got beef with identity?
With your identity. Your identity.
Well, I have a problem with my identity.
I mean, your definition of identity that you had. I think identity is something that has to be constant, right? And as we said, this person who's itching, a person who's eating the couch potato, all these things
inconsistent,
rather be it? Simultaneous. Why? Because we as human beings are traits. That's all we are. We are traits and attributes. That's all we are, aren't we? Right? Which is why we don't say that, but yeah, our traditions, the hadith, say, "Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah."
Whoever knows himself will know his Lord.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what it says, right? So that's what I'm trying to come towards and explain. And also in the Quran, it says, "Sibghatullah." This term, "Sibghatullah," is something that I wanted to go towards, right? Is our identity has to be the identity of the Lord.
For consistency.
That's all we have for today.
Thank you so very much for being with us on today's episode of Youth Station. On behalf of the cast and crew, and Brother Mehdi, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my Alpha and Omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, I will when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in because you are the one I co-creator.
food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and here is a supplication that the faithful recite on this day, the 25th of Zilqa'dah, after observing a special ritual prayer and thanking God for his favor in creating the earth and the wonders that it contains. O pardoner of slips, pardon my failings. O answerer of supplications, grant my supplication. O hearer of all sounds, hear my cry. Have mercy on me and overlook my misdeeds and faults. O majestic and munificent one.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
The light.
In China, scientists are happy that the world's first artificially bred leaf monkey is doing well 2.5 months after being born. The rare monkey was born at a research and protection center in Wuzhou City in April. Its birth took place several days earlier than the due date, and the baby was relatively weak at birth. However, thanks to his parents and caretakers, it has grown in a normal way. Scientists say the baby monkey is now in a good condition and its behavior is totally normal.
It is very important in terms of the cytic value. It has been growing up normally. In addition, we have found that it has a curiosity about the world and always shows some exploratory and learning behaviors. In general, it is in very good physical condition.
The center's scientists say another leaf monkey that was born in April is doing well too. These monkeys are the 8th generation of leaf monkeys that have been bred in captivity. Their successful births have raised hope amongst the scientists of saving the species that is one of China's most endangered wild animals. Imagine the hungriest you've ever been. How many hot dogs could you possibly gobble down in 10 minutes? An American man has done 76. Professional eater Joey Chestnut broke the world record in the International Hot Dog Eating Contest on Brooklyn's Coney Island. The 37-year-old managed to devour the first 30 hot dogs in only 3 minutes. The impressive win marked his 14th victory at the annual contest. He held the previous record, which was only one sausage sandwich, less than his 2021 record. Astronauts at China's space station have successfully carried out the country's first spacewalk. Two astronauts exited the core module of Tiangong to examine the station's robotic arm. They also elevated a panoramic camera and tested new generation spacesuits. The mission lasted 7 hours. According to the China Manned Space Agency, another spacewalk will be conducted soon. In June, three Chinese astronauts blasted off to become the first crew of the Tiangong station. They will remain there for 3 months. Lionel Messi is one of the most popular football players with millions of fans from across the world, but the legendary player enjoys special love and affection in his hometown. Local artists at Rosario relish the chance to honor Messi in a mural on a four-story building. The 14-meter high and 8-meter wide giant artwork stands opposite of the school Messi attended in his childhood. The mural depicts him as both an adult and a child. Messi had been the top scorer in European football leagues multiple times. He also received the world's best player award for a record 6 times. The 34-year-old currently holds the Argentinian national team's captaincy. Pangolins might look tough with their scaly armor, but they are in fact highly vulnerable animals. A Vietnamese man is dedicating his time and energy to making sure they are safe. 39-year-old Thai has been protecting pangolins since his boyhood when he saw one brutally hunted by his neighbors. The bitter experience inspired him to find or make a group devoted to saving the endangered species. Save Vietnam's Wildlife has over 60 staff and has so far rescued around 1,600 pangolins. Thai says seeing the rescued animals return to nature is the best part of his job.
The most wonderful moments in the lives of all of the conservationists at my center are the moments that we witness the rescued pangolins getting out from the transportation cages and slowly walking into the forest, because the forest is their true home, where they can have the joy of living their lives in their own way.
Pangolins are one of the most trafficked mammals in the world. Their number have fallen due to illegal trade. The animals, now critically endangered, could once be found in the rainforests across Asia and Africa. They use their sticky tongues to hunt for ants, termites, and similar prey. People around the world have their unique ways of celebrating events. In Nepal, farmers and locals celebrate National Paddy Day by jumping into muddy fields. The festival marks the start of the annual rice planting season. People joyfully sing and play in muddy water. Another popular tradition on this day is eating a mixture of curd and beaten rice with friends and family. The fun event usually draws many tourists from around the world. However, this year, it is limited only to locals due to the coronavirus pandemic. Rice is the most important crop in Nepal and accounts for almost half of the cereal production in the country. The pandemic has not stopped this British musician from holding live concerts. His audience is a very special group in Danish rural areas. Jacob Shaw, a university professor, is the man behind this experiment. He says playing for the animals has been his second best option after the pandemic forced the cancellation of many events and social gatherings. Shaw says the performance for the cows has been so rewarding that he wants to continue it even after public spaces are reopened. He says the cows seem to enjoy classical music very much.
They react differently to different pieces. We played something that was slightly more upbeat, a little bit more modern, and a lot of them didn't like it and they went away. And I think that the type of pieces which is closer to their voice, closer to their mooing, which could be similar actually to a cello, which is why it's so successful with them, they prefer that.
The cello player is sometimes accompanied by other musicians. They say the experience has helped them practice and also relieve some of the stress of a live concert.
Science fiction has turned into reality, or at least that's how the developer of Aircar describes his vehicle when it transforms from a car into an aircraft in less than 3 minutes. This prototype flying car was designed and created by Slovakian transportation professor Stefan Klein. He says that his design opens a new category in transportation. The dual-mode vehicle composed a 35-minute flight in this week between the two Slovakian airports. So far, it has completed more than 40 hours of test flight. Aircar can fly about 1,000 kilometers at a height of over 2,500 meters. That makes the dream of those who wish to ride above traffic closer to reality.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A digital art museum in the Japanese capital has unveiled a stunning exhibition offering visitors an intimate interaction with nature. One of the attractions of the show is Floating Flower Garden, which is a mirrored room filled with 13,000 orchid flowers. The orchids are dangling from the ceiling and move up once a visitor walks through in the space and approaches the flowers. Once the visitors move past the flowers, descend again. This makes the visitors able to freely wander around the three-dimensional flower mass space. Tokyo-based digital art group Team Lab that runs this exhibition says the artwork is designed to help people think that they are part of the garden.
This is an installation filled with these flowers. As you walk towards them, the flowers slowly move up to create an area of space for you. Surrounded so completely by flowers, you feel immersed in the flowers, the garden itself.
There are several other installations in this exhibition. One is an outdoor piece filled with Ovid sculptures that light up after the sun sets. Visitors can see 61 different colors of light in this section. When one of the Ovids tipped over by a hand or the wind, it emits a sound. The sound is then echoed by the surrounding Ovids. In a school in the Ukrainian capital, kids learn about saving the environment and helping those in need through a creative way. Students put plastic bottles in a machine as currency. Then they can select what they would like to spend money on. Buying food for stray animals and donating to children with special needs are some of the choices. The project was first launched in a mall in Kiev a few months ago. Afterwards, the designers found out that children were the most frequent users of this machine.
A child drops a bottle inside and sees an immediate result. It brings joy and happiness, and everyone is excited and wants the project to thrive.
The founders seek to install more and more machines in schools across Ukraine to raise environmental awareness among younger generations. Since the start of the project in October last year, over 5 tons of plastic has been collected from 6 machines.
India is known not only for its cultural diversity, but also for a vibrant assortment of uncountable dishes. Butter chicken is the only one delight you wouldn't like to miss while visiting Indian restaurants, especially if it is prepared by a celebrity chef like Saransh Goyla. Goyla's coal-fired oven is now sending a mouth-watering scent through India's commercial hub Mumbai as the young chef takes a break from COVID-19 relief efforts and resumes work. He is the one who established the first global butter chicken brand and authored the acclaimed food travelogue India on My Platter. But with the coronavirus forcing people into isolation, his networks were also hit. So Goyla launched a non-profit platform called COVID Meals for India in April to connect thousands of volunteer home cooks and frontline workers.
the pandemic had a large impact on our business. Having said that, Goila Butter Chicken, from the start, was always focused on deliveries and takeaway. So in that sense, our loss of revenue and a loss of business was slightly lesser than an average restaurant. But a lot of my friends, restaurateurs who are in this industry, have gone through an extremely tough time. The pandemic has taken its toll on our industry, and I think it has set us back by at least a couple of years.
Goila found his calling early, winning a televised cooking competition at the age of 25, which led him to host a travel program showcasing regional Indian cuisine. His profile exploded in 2018 when he was invited by former MasterChef Australia judge George Kalambaris to be a guest on the hit show, with contestants asked to recreate his signature dish.
Graduation is an exciting moment for all schoolgoers, but the occasion turns more joyful if it ends with a celebration like Scarlet Sales Festival, which is held in St. Petersburg in Russia at the end of the school year. The annual event is part of the famous White Nights Festival, traditionally held in summer, with spectacular fireworks, numerous music concerts, and a massive water show. Normally, thousands of domestic and foreign tourists flock to the city to watch the colorful event. But this year, the COVID-19 pandemic limited the number of the attendees. The festival began in the 1960s when several Russian schools united to celebrate the end of the academic year. That is in connection with the symbolism of the popular 1922 children's book, Scarlet Sails, by Alexander Grin. Indonesia is dealing with a surge in coronavirus infections, but that has not stopped the people from observing the Yatnya Kasada Festival. Thousands of people braved the climb to the summit of Mount Bromo in eastern Java province to observe the ancient ritual. They made offerings ranging from fruits and crops to livestock by throwing the items to the pit of an active volcano. They believe the practice brings blessings and plenitude and helps them express gratitude for what they have. This year's festival was overshadowed by the coronavirus pandemic, with participants required to adhere to strict health protocols. China's space agency has released videos of its first Mars rover as it's exploring the red planet's surface. The rover is named Zhurong. It's now investigating a vast plane known as Utopia Planitia on Mars's northern hemisphere. The rover successfully landed on Mars in mid-May. It is studying the red planet's surface rocks and atmosphere. It also looks for signs of life, including any subsurface water or ice. The solar-powered Chinese robot weighs around 240 kilograms and has 6 wheels. China is the second country after the U.S. to operate a rover on Mars. A university in the Venezuelan capital Caracas has turned its roof into a garden and uses sustainable energy to light up its classes. The roof of Andres Bello Catholic University is covered with plants and 30 solar panels. The panels, along with a wind turbine, produced the 7,400 watts of electricity to illuminate that area and light 2 rooms in the building. The roof is now functioning as a self-sufficient and environmentally friendly open-air classroom. The proposal for the project was put forward by 2 students. The aim is to educate people about renewable energy and the threat of climate change.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the manner of disagreement. I invite you to join with us. Today, Tuesday, is the 25th of Zilqa'da, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Tir, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of July, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Anfal, verse 61.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِن جَنَحُوا لِلسَّلْمِ فَجَنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
And if they incline to peace, then incline to it also and rely upon Allah. Indeed, it is He who is the hearing, the knowing.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse discusses about peace with the enemy, and it makes this fact more clear. And since at the time of signing the treaty of peace, men often involved with doubts and hesitations, it commands the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure family, that he does not hesitate in accepting the suggestion of peace when its conditions are logical, wisely and justly. It is ordered to trust in Allah because he both hears their debates and is aware of their intentions. The manner of disagreement is the topic of this episode. A difference of opinion is many times best solved when you agree to disagree. Granted, this is sometimes viewed as a cliché, but in practice is done so for the sake of maintaining good relations. When opposing views, even if well explained, will seem to land on deaf ears. When you know that attempts to persuade will accomplish nothing, and before you enter into conflict, it is time to leave the situation on a note of mutual respect. John, we clearly differ on this issue, and we should stand in mutual respect by letting this go. Every disagreement doesn't have to end with a win, and ending it this way does not indicate that you have accepted another person's or opponent's point of view, nor does it mean you are weak. It's actually a way of saying, live and let live. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with manners of disagreement. Now we find that there's some difference among Muslim scholars. In this connection, it must be indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had some opponents, and the opponents of the Islamic religion in general and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in specific can be categorized in this way. In the first place, there were some atheists who denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as, for example, idol worshippers, or, for example, those people who were polytheists and so on. Those people who disbelieved in the Islamic religion and regarding all the revelation that came down unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as utterly false and some fabricated pieces of news. The next one were some people of the book, and that is some Jews and Christians. The next type of the opponents of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam consisted some people of the book, that is some Jews and Christians who opposed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they didn't want to accept the divine origin of the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this regard, we find that, for example, in the Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 82, it's indicated لَتَجَدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسَ عَذَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You certainly find that the most obstinate people, the most stubborn people with regard to the Islamic religion and with regard to Muslims are the Jews and those people who are the confederates. The further type of the opponents of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam consists of the hypocrites who they were apparently belonging to the Muslim community, to Muslims. However, quite secretly, they had close ties with the opponents of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at times they acted like the fifth column in favor of the opponents of the Islamic religion. I mean, they transferred some, they communicated some news from the camp of the Muslim community of Medina to polytheists or to other opponents of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam applied the various modes of reaction regarding them.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Smart ways to disagree with someone respectfully. One of the ways is remembering to listen. There is a trap that's all too easy to fall into when you find yourself in the middle of a disagreement. Rather than actively listening, you're just sitting there waiting for your chance to respond. Unfortunately, conversations where you're completely turning the other person out are never productive. So remember to actually listen to the point your conversational partner is presenting. You might be surprised you could end up finding an even better solution that way.
I wonder why you and me fight each other. Don't you see the similarities between us? Take a minute and see yourself in the mirror. You look like me, those eyes, lips, you can't deny. Have you thought about why we look the same, why we feel the same? Don't tell me it's by chance. Oh, we're one big family.
Agree to Disagree. This is IRIB English Radio, and welcome to this episode of today's special with differing as Muslims in an un-Islamic manner. The Quran has declared the followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, as Ummatan Wahida, single global community, as Ikhwah, a fraternity, and has distinctly warned against infighting. You can find it in chapter 8 in the Holy Quran, verse 46. It is ironic that the present-day Muslim society often manifests the very antithesis of these descriptions and pays no heed to this warning. The vast majority of our internal battles are a consequence of dogmatism and narrowly defined self-interests. We have made Islam, which is a simple and universal foundation of good, into a source of major conflicts and infighting over insignificant issues. We have turned minor points of jurisprudence into major ideological conflicts. Sadly, all of this is in the holy name of Islam.
Some people, they become friends, they give each other their secrets, their entire secrets from A to Z. This is not right. This is not right. Today, this person is your friend. Tomorrow, he might turn against you. And he might use your secrets to damage you. وَأَبْغِضْ, on the other hand, Imam Ali says, when you have an enemy, loathe your enemy, dislike him to a certain limit, not absolute, not 100%, 80%, 70%. Leave some room. One day this enemy is going to be your friend. This enemy, one day, who knows? God says in this book, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةً. God says to the Muslims, that maybe one day now those pagans, Quraysh, who are fighting against you, who are your enemies, who knows, Asa, maybe one day there will be affection and love between you and them. You're going to have ceasefire. You're going to speak to each other. You're going to be friends. Asa. So leave some room. When you have an enemy, don't be harsh with that enemy. Do not completely demonize your enemy and say, I'm not going to talk to him for the rest of my life because he's sheer evil. He's Satan. No, he's not Satan. We are human beings. We are neither pure angels nor pure Satans. We are human beings. We are controlled by our emotions and sentiments. And we have hearts. And this heart, don't we say sometimes, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ? The heart changes, keeps changing the heart. Even during one day, in the morning, the heart loves someone, he might end up in the evening hating that person. So leave some room. When it comes to love, leave some room. When it comes to hate, also leave some room for a friendship.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً.
That was all for today's special. So we'll continue this topic, inshallah, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Until then, believe you under Allah's protection.
يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.
Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.